الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. صلوات. As I promised you in the nights of Ramadan month, inshallah, I'm going to talk about Imam Waliyul Asr الحجة ابن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان الإمام المهدي عليه الصلاة والسلام. وعجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. So the subject of my lessons in these nights is the resemblance. The resemblance that exists between the Imam of our time with some of the previous prophets. He has resemblance with the previous prophets, and those resemblances are mentioned by our scholars, and it helps us to understand the azamat, the greatness of the Imam of our time, and also helps us understand our responsibilities towards the Imam, and also helps us to understand his superiority over all the previous prophets of God other than Rasulullah Khatamun Nabiyyin Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The first is the shabahat of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Adam. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifatan." Certainly I'm making on earth a khalifa, a vicegerent. Now, Adam alayhi salam was given the and the virasat, the right of rule over the earth. So he was the Khalifa of Allah on earth. Whereas the Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam will also be given the Khilafat and right of rule over the entire earth, not only one country or one continent. Actually, our scholars say in the tafsir that Khilafat fil ard, which al jar wal majrur, for those of you who understand the Arabic grammar, is the muta'alliq, and it requires a muta'alliq, and the muta'alliq of the jar and majrur is ja'il. It's not Khalifa. So the Khilafat of the Khalifa of Allah is not restricted on earth only. The jar and majrur is connected with the word ja'il. So he has been made and sent on the earth. He has been made and sent and placed on the earth, but his Khilafat and the limits and the realm of his government are not restricted to the earth only. The word, the jar and majrur are related to, the fil ard related to ja'il, not with the Khalifa. So the Khilafat is not restricted to the earth. His placement is on earth. There's a fine line between these two things, very big bit of information that we need to keep in our mind. The Khilafat of the Khalifa is not restricted to the planet earth. He has been sent to the planet earth. Khilafat engulfs everything. The Khilafat of our 12 Imams engulfs, just like the Khilafat of Rasulullah, the Walayat of and the realm of the government of Rasulullah being the Khalifa of Allah, includes the entire universe. Ma sewallah, everything other than Allah is under their command. So Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam's government will also be on the whole. When he comes here, obviously his zuhur happens, he will be ruling on the whole world. Everything else in the universe is already under his command. The only thing remaining is this world. Isn't it right? Everything else of the universe, his government is already established. And Islam teaches us to accept someone to be the Khalifa of Allah, whose government is already established for everything in the universe, is already obedient to him. The only thing remaining is the humans and the jinns, which are living on earth. So the one who has the right of rule over the universe should have the right of rule over this little tiny part of the universe, which is earth. The one who have no rule over the rest of the universe has no right of rule over this earth either. Now, it's there in the hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, as it's narrated in Tafsir al-Burhan, volume 3. According to that narration, about talking about this verse of Holy Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah promised those who believed and performed the good deeds, He is certainly going to make them Khalifa, on earth. So this is the promise of Allah. And Imam al-Sadiq al-Islam in Tafsir al-Burhan, volume 3, says this ayat relates to Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. So they are the ones whom Allah is going to give the Khilafat, in other words, of the whole earth, and they will end up ruling it. So when Imam Sahib al-Zaman appears at Mecca, يقول حين ظهوره بمكة ماسحا يده على وجهه, rubbing his hand over his face, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would say after his appearance at Mecca, Alhamdulillah الذي صدقنا وعده, all the praise belongs to that Allah who fulfilled to us his promise, وأورثنا الأرض, and gave us the inheritance of the earth. So the whole earth comes in his control. It was supposed to be coming in the control of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the past, but the humans showed arrogance in the name of freedoms. Isn't it right? And they showed arrogance and they never allowed Allah to let his representatives rule over his property. And we have all those sweet sounding slogans to justify the occupation of the property of Allah. So now in the hadith of Mufaddal, وَيَخْرُجُ وَعَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ غَمَامَةٌ فِيهَا مُنَادٍ يُنَادِي هَذَا الْمَهْدِيُّ خَلِيفَةُ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. in the narration narrated by Mufaddal ibn Umar, Rahmatullah alayhi, one of the siqat and great companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he has narrated so much from our sixth Imam. So in his narration he says, وَيَخْرُجُ وَعَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ غَمَامًا. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would appear and up over his head will be a piece of cloud. Fiha munadin, there will be an announcer on that cloud who will announce, هَذَا الْمَهْدِيُ, this Mahdi is the Khalifa of Allah, so you all should obey him. So this is the resemblance. This is the resemblance number one between Imam Mahdi and Prophet Adam ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Resemblance number two between Prophet Adam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is what we learn in the light of the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Adam baka hatta sara fi khaddayhi amsalul awdiya. Adam cried until on his two cheeks were similar to valleys. So much crying was done by Adam. His tears were falling down constantly over his cheeks. So his cheeks had ditches, and just like valleys, because of lots and lots of tears. Some narrations tell us he cried for 300 years. 300 years, even if you pour water, even one drop of water, if you keep on pouring for 100 years, the stone will break with one drop of water. You keep on putting one drop, and even a stone will break. So obviously it makes sense that there were valleys on the cheeks of Adam alayhi salam because of his crying. So kadhalika ma an as-sadiq alayhi salam, similar is what we learned from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam lil qa'im. Al-Qa'im qala fi ziyarat an-nahiya. Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam has mentioned the ziyarat an-nahiya, which is related to Imam Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Fala andubannaka sabahan wa masa'a wa la abkiyanna alayka badal ad-dumu'i dama. I am certainly going to cry on you in morning and evening. Yeah, that means every morning and every evening. So this is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is saying. So how much? So wala abkiyanna alayka badal ad-dumu'i daman. And I am certainly going to cry instead of tears, blood. So this is the status of Imam alayhi salam crying for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. The third resemblance is about Adam alayhi salam. It has been revealed in the Holy Quran. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Allah taught the names to Adam, all of them. So here, the names, all of them, has been interpreted in the tafsir that it has been interpreted in the tafsir that Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the knowledge of what has been taught to Adam plus what has been never taught to Adam. So what was taught to Adam? Let's learn that much first. What was taught to Adam is that فَإِنَّ آدَمَ أُعْطِيَ مِنَ الْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمْ خَمْسَةً وَعِشْرِينَ حَرْفًا. Because Adam was given from the greatest name of Allah, al-ism al-a'zam, 25 names. So 25 names were given, not all the names, not all the ism al-a'zam, only 25 names were given to Adam. Whereas Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, we have hadith that says, قَدْ أُعْطِيَ وَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ نَبِيُّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِثْنَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ حَرْفًا وَجَمِيعُ مَا أَعْطَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى النَّبِيَّ أَعْطَاهُ أَوْصِيَاءَهُ حَتَّى إِنْتَهَى إِلَى مَوْلَانَ الْقَائِمِ عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ. That means Allah gave 72 names to our Holy Prophet. So among the 72 names were given to, there are 73 in total, 73 greatest names of Allah, Ismi Adam. Among the 73, 72 were given to the Holy Prophet, and all that knowledge of 72 that was given to the Prophet was also given to by Allah to his wasi'a, that means the 12 imams, until it reaches Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salam. Obviously he's the 12th one. So 73rd is not given to anyone. That's what distinguishes the Khaliq and the Makhluq, the creator and the creation. 73rd name is impossible for any creation, being a creation, to learn that name. So also we have the riwayat from Thiqatul Islam Al-Kulaini. Well, Thiqatul Islam, nowadays the istilah is like this, and you know, we have in any house of Islam, if you study the sathiyat or marhalatul sath, sath means starting from the muqaddimat till the kifayatul usul of Ayatullah al-Uzma Mullah Akhund al-Khurasani rahmatullah alayh, who is the student of Ayatullah al-Uzma Sheikh al-Ansari, sahib al-Rasail and sahib al-Makasib. So this kifayatul usul is in two volumes. So from starting from muqaddimat till kifayatul usul, which is the last book in the syllabus of the hawza. So if you study this, a 9-year course, if you can complete a 9-year course, then you go to Bahth al-Kharij, Dars-e-Kharij, how we say in Farsi, Dars-e-Kharij. So Dars-e-Kharij, you study about, you know, Usul al-Fiqh and Fiqh, two subjects. The laws of Islamic jurisprudence and the Islamic jurisprudence. So you do ijtihad in Usul al-Fiqh, the laws of Islamic jurisprudence, and you apply that ijtihad over the ilm al-fiqh, over the Islamic jurisprudence, so you can extract the ahkam of the sharia directly from the manabe and sources of the ijtihad. So if you if you study the sathiyat or marhalat al-sath, this means the first 9 years of education, you are called Thiqatul Islam. This is the tradition nowadays. And if you study Bahth al-Kharij, Dars-e-Kharij, if you complete your Dars-e-Kharij, you are called Hujjatul Islam, because you have completed your Dars-e-Kharij. And after completing Dars-e-Kharij, if you become a mujtahid, you sit home, you do your tahqiq and research, and you become mujtahid. I'm talking about mujtahid al-itlaq, mujtahid al-mutlaq, someone who has absolute ijtihad in all the 200 plus chapters of the fiqh, you know. Otherwise, partial ijtihad is for everyone. Everyone who studies Bahth al-Kharij, if he's studying and not wasting his time, every serious student is a mujtahid al-mutajazzi, usually. You know, they do ijtihad in some of the chapters and some of the ahkam, they have ijtihad. Everyone does it who's studying. He's not wasting his time. Obviously, he's studying the Bahth al-Kharij, so he's having ijtihad. So mujtahid al-mutajazzi is every, almost every serious studying, hard-working student of Dars-e-Kharij, Bahth al-Kharij, is mujtahid al-mutajazzi, means partial mujtahid. You're not talking about the partial ijtihad. You're talking about the complete, comprehensive ijtihad, which is called al-ijtihad al-mutlaq. So if you perform ijtihad al-mutlaq, complete ijtihad, then you are called Ayatullah. Ayatullah is the term, which is istilah, which is used for mujtahids. If you are a mujtahid, then taqlid becomes haram on you. So, and then not every ayatullah can be followed. We cannot do the taqlid of any mujtahid who became a mujtahid yesterday. Isn't it right? He studied Dars al-Kharij and he became mujtahid yesterday. He is an ayatullah, but you cannot follow him. You have to have shahadat min ahl al-khibra, shahadatain min ahl al-khibra, at least two witnesses from ahl al-khibra, high level expert asatiz, professors of the Hausa, writing their witness with their signature and seal that this person, in our opinion, is Jami'u Shara'it for conditions fulfilling mujtahid. So now he can be followed by the Islamic Ummah. So now he can be a marji. So if you are a marji, then you are called Ayatullah al-Uzma. That's the sequence. So Thiqatul Islam today, nowadays, we call to the person who just studied 9 years in the Hausa. It's a very less education, it's a very big education, but very less as compared to the whole complete syllabus. So, but in all those days when they called Shaykh al-Kulaini, rahmatullahi alayhi, is called Thiqatul Islam. Thiqatul Islam is, if you look deeply into the meaning of the word, it has a higher meaning than, it's a very higher meaning than Ayatullah. in terms of the meaning, Ayatullah means a sign of God. Well, everything is a sign of God. Even a cat, a dog is also Ayatullah, a sign of God. Every particle of the universe is Ayatullah. Isn't it right? Fi kulli shay'in lahu ayatun tadullu ala annahu wahidu. Isn't it? In everything there is a sign of Allah that leads, guides us that Allah is one. So every particle is ayat of Allah. Literally speaking, sign of God. It is a sign of God. So, but siqatul Islam is a bigger word. That means your whatever you say, whatever you do has authenticity. It's something that Islam has asked us to do. That's a very high title. So Sheikh Al-Kulaini, who wrote Al-Kafi, is a very great scholar of ours. He's the only one actually in our history who's called Siqatul Islam. You don't find this term used for anyone else. Siqatul Islam Kulaini has narrated in the Riwayatun Sahiha, authentic narration from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, annahu qal innal ilma alladhi nuzzila ma'a Adam lam yurfa. The knowledge that was revealed. We were talking about the 25 names of Allah that Allah has taught to Adam. Isn't it right? The knowledge. Allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. So Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, according to this sahiha narration from Sheikh Kulaini, innal ilma alladhi nuzzila ma'a Adam lam yurfa. The knowledge that was sent on Adam was not raised. That means it stayed in this world. It was not removed away from this world. The knowledge stayed. In other words, وَمَا مَاتَ عَالِمٌ إِلَّا وَقَدْ وَرَّسَ عِلْمَهُ. There is no alim expiring except that he gives as inheritance his knowledge. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ. And then Imam says, according to this narration, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تَبْقَى بِغَيْرِ عَالِمٍ. The earth does not survive without an alim. So the knowledge of Adam was not raised, it survived. Now obviously those who deserve to get the knowledge got it from him. Knowledge is given according to the level of our taharat and cleanliness of the soul. The more taharat and ismat and cleanliness and purification of soul you have, the bigger knowledge of Allah you deserve to receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The less taharat, the less knowledge. So Adam ahyal arda. The fourth resemblance is that Adam alayhi salam made the earth alive. بِعِبَادَتِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ وَتُغْيَانِهِمْ. Adam made the earth alive after the earth became dead. How the earth becomes dead in the eyes of Islam? Because of the kufr and tughyan. Disbelieving in Allah and showing rebellion against ahkam, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly, Imam Sahib al-Zaman al-Islam is going to make the earth alive. Al-Qa'im yuhyil arda bidinillah. Our scholars say that Imam al-Qa'im al-Islam is going to make the earth alive through the religion of Allah, wa ibadatihi, and through his worship, wa adlihi, and his justice, wa iqamat hududihi, and installing the hudud and punishments of Allah, ba'da mawtiha bi kufri ahliha, after the death of this world, through the kufr and disbelief. Now we have narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam about this verse of Holy Quran where Allah has said, "Yuhyil arda ba'da mawtiha." He's going to make the earth alive after its death. In the hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, according to what is narrated in Bihar, "Yuhyiha Allahu azza wa jal bil qa'im ba'da mawtiha." Ya'ni mawtuha. يعني بموتها كفر أهلها والكافر ميت. So Imam al-Baqir al-Islam, doing the tafsir of that ayat of Quran, says that Allah is going to make it alive. That means make the earth alive through al-Qa'im after its death, and the death of it means that the kufr of its of the people of its ahl and kafir is dead. Likewise, in Wasail al-Shia, we have about this same verse of Holy Quran, the narration narrated from Abi Ibrahim that laysa yuhyiha bil qatar. Allah is not going to make the earth alive through rain. Walakin yab'as Allahu rijalan yuhyuna al-adla fatahya al-ardu bil ihya al-adl wal iqamat al-hadd fihi So Allah is not going to make the earth alive through certain men that Allah will send, and they will make the earth alive through the justice and installing the hudud. Rasulullah has said in his hadith that sa'atu imamin adil afdal min ibadati sab'ina sana. That means one while of an just and adil imam is superior than the worship of 70 years. You keep on doing your worships for 70 years, but you're doing worship individually. Society is getting nothing from your benefit. Subhanallah, 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 Allahu Akbar. You're sitting in a corner, you keep on doing worship. Some people think this is very muqaddas behavior. Isn't it right? This is not going to benefit anything. The society is not going to benefit anything from that. Prophet says, one while, sa'atu imamina, a while of an adil imam, a just imam, is better, superior than 70 years of worship. وَحَدٌ يُقَامُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And one had and punishment installed for the sake of Allah on earth, أَفْضَلْ مِنْ مَطَرِ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا, is superior than the rain for 40 mornings. Remember, just imagine how much benefit the rain provides for the survival of existences on this world. Everything survives with water. Isn't it right? Every existing thing is existing because the water exists on earth. Isn't it right? Water is the source of hayat and life. Now 40 mornings of water showering on this earth, how much life it will provide for the existences, that is inferior as compared to one punishment of Allah installed. So, here in the West, you find the reason why you find in the West, there is certain level of social justice available because the punishments are served. Isn't it right? There is a law being enforced. The law enforcement is there. If anyone commits a crime, he will be caught. You cannot run away. Because the punishments are enforced, that's why you find their own level of social justice, whatever they believe, is there for the society. So this is punishments of Allah are for the benefit of the humankind, and it has more benefit than the rain showering for 40 days. We still have like 5 minutes. I'll move forward to the next shabahat and resemblance. The next resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is with Hazrat Habil alayhi salam, the son of Adam. Habil alayhi salam was killed by Qabil. We all know that. Isn't it right? So both of them presented a sacrifice. Quran says, وَطْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. So in this verse, Allah is drawing our attention to the story when both of them, I mean Habil and Qabil, both presented a sacrifice before Allah. One was accepted, one was rejected. So obviously Qabil is the one who said, I'm going to kill you. He said to his real brother, I'm going to kill you. And his brother Habil replied, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So what's his fault? What's his fault if your sacrifice is not accepted? What's my fault? In other words, Allah accepts only from the muttaqeen. If you remember the story where that person was, according to that narration, he was stealing those 4 breads. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saw him, this guy, stealing 4 breads. Isn't it right? And then on his way, he gave away those 4 breads to 4 faqir people on his way. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam did the Nahi Anil Munkar, against him, objected against him. And he started to object over the Imam alayhi salam that you don't know the Sharia of your grandfather. So this is where Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam recited this ayat of Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So basically what we learn is that when he steals the money, the bread, he's a fasiq. Sarek is not adil. When you steal, you are no longer adil. Isn't it right? Now, even if you give away the bread to four faqir people, you think your charity can save you from becoming fasik? You are already fasik after stealing, unless you do the tawbah. Isn't it right? Now, none of your charities are now accepted after becoming fasik until you do the tawbah first. First things first. So when you become a fasik, you are no longer muttaqi. Allah is not going to accept your charity towards the four faqir people. So Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, is similar to Hazrat Habil, because one of the very close persons of his family also tried to kill him. Isn't it right? Azama alayhi akrabun nasi ilayhi. So one of the closest people of his family, which was Ja'far al-Kadhab, tried to kill him. And we have hadith from Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salatu wassalam, saying, according to this narration, كَأَنِّي بِجَعْفَرَ الْكَذَّابِ وَقَدْ حَمَلَ طَاغِيَةَ زَمَانِهِ عَلَىٰ تَفْتِيشِ أَمْرِ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. As if I am, that means in other words, as if I am seeing Ja'far al-Kadhab. Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam, long time ago, is talking, prophesizing, as if, in other words, he is seeing Ja'far al-Kadhab, taking the tahoot of that time against the amr of the waliullah. Obviously, that's Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Wal muwakkil bi harmi abihi jahlan minhu bi wiladatihi wa hirsan ala qatlihi in dhafara bihi tama'an fi miras akhihi hatta ya'khudahu bi ghayri haqq. The reason why Ja'far al-Kadhab was doing that, because he had the hirs and greed to get the miras of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, which he has no right to receive. So someone who is very close to the Imam alayhi salam also attempted his killing to kill him and to occupy his usurp his wealth, similar to what happened to Habil alayhi salam. And the next is the shabahat with Prophet Shis alayhi salam, inshallah, which we will learn about that inshallah in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.